الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and elders, previous week we were speaking about the problems and the ills that are found within our family unit and within our society, which, if not removed, creates friction, creates disunity, creates fragmentation, and creates disharmony. All these things happen due to the fact that we do not look at those ills and those problems as problems. Another problem or another attribute or other habit that we have when dealing with our family is that we do not take care in terms of transaction. It is said, تَعَاشَرُوا كَالْإِخْوَانِ تَعَامَلُوا كَالْأَجَانِبِ, that when you live amongst yourselves, you will live like brothers, but when it comes to dealing with each other, it could be a business dealing or any sort of dealing, you should deal as if you are strangers. Meaning, everything should be clear from the outset, everything should be stated beforehand, and everything should be noted. When we do a business transaction with somebody with whom we do not know, very meticulously we make sure that everything is correct. We make sure that we understand what he has said and he understood us. We make sure that the terms and conditions are very clear and explicit, so that no sort of ambiguity is left, and make sure that nothing would lead to this contract being nulled. We make sure that all the terms and conditions is clear. But when it comes to family, we leave it very ambiguous. We do not make it clear. And then this afterward leads to trouble and friction. This afterward leads to brothers not talking to each other. This afterward leads to families not talking to each other. And it's so much so, it leads to fights and quarrels and even death within the family. Why? It's because possession, belongings, transaction, dealing was not clear. So when we do dealing with friends and family, we do not make it clear. When it is stated in the kitab, that ta'asharu kal ikhwan, ta'amalu kal ajanib, that when you live within yourself, you live like brothers. Yes, mashallah, have come eat here, you eat here, yes, fine, everything's fine. When it comes to dealing, You will deal with each other as if you do not know each other. And if you do that, then the troubles and the ills that happen due to ambiguity will no longer become apparent, will no longer be formed. This is why we see all these problems. Very big problem. A person would work with his, would work in the family business for many years. Yet it is not clear that is he working as a partner or is he working as an employee. He works for 10 years, the older brother, then the younger brother comes and joins in. And he also works before the younger brother comes. Father is taking money from the business because of his business. Son is also taking money from the business. But it is not clear that is he an employee or is he a partner in the business. It goes on for life for 10 years. Younger brother comes and joins. He does the same thing as well. Fair enough. Business is going on. Father passes away. Both brothers have children. Now what happens? He takes £500, he takes £600. He says, you've taken more? Why start buttering from the other side? Oh, your brother's taking so much from the business. Then what happens? You've taken so much from the business. Because this is my business. I've been here, I've been working for so long. He says, yes, this is also my business. Because I've been working for 9 years, so I have more right to take more money from the business. You just come and join the other day. Now, it was never been clear from day one that was he working as an employee or was he working as a partner? If he is working as an employee, so it doesn't make a difference if he worked for 10 years. He's an employee. Now that the business has been transferred to the both brothers, you are equal. There should be no quarrel. But it wasn't made clear from day one. Everybody is doing what they want. It's shameful to talk about these things. Brothers are talking, no, you shouldn't be talking like this. Even today, sometimes we hand over money. Brother, this is your £500. Put in a pocket. Brother, no counting. Oh, it's shameful. He won't give me less money. Shameful to count it. And then what happened? He goes home. £20 less. Oh, he tried to rip me off. Now what happened? It could be a genuine mistake. It could be a genuine mistake. A very genuine mistake. He forgot to. When he counted, he thought it's 500. But mistakenly, with £20 less in there. Now he's thinking, he's deliberately trying to defraud me. And he doesn't think anything. And as they go past, they don't look at each other eye to eye. What's happening? Why is he not looking at me? What's wrong? He doesn't say anything to him. 1 minute he can't say anything to him because it's only £20. But he don't want to talk to him because he took £20 off me. He doesn't want to say anything to him. Because he thinks £20 is very little money. It's very shameful to say anything about this. But at the same time, he's very unhappy with him. Because he's giving me £20 less. Now what's happening? Friction is happening. Friction is happening. Now Shaitan is working on that. Slowly, slowly. One day, when something will happen, he'll say, you are the one who stole my £20 and bring a big fight. And then World War IV happens. So all these are happening because we do not follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So everything should be clear. تَعَاشَرُوا كَالْإِخْوَانِ تَعَامَلُوا كَالْأَجَانِبِ. Then when you live with each other, you live like brothers, of course. Smiling to each other. Be happy and merry. Share from the same plate. Give each other hadiah. But when it comes to business transaction, when it comes to dealing, you will deal as if you are strangers. You are strangers. Why? Why did Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that? It's because when it comes to dunya, dunya is such a thing that it can be a beneficent to you, and at the same time it could be the means of destruction to you. We are very weak. We are very weak. Our taqwa, our piety and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very weak. We all know وَمَا مِن دَابَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. We read it in the Quran that there is not a single creature for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written and is taking the responsibility of providing sustenance. Yet how many of us have this full yaqeen in our hearts? That's why we want to hoard more and more. Because we are fearful of tomorrow. We do not know what is stored in for tomorrow. We fear we might not have anything. Our tawakkul, our reliance upon Allah is very weak. So when we see something going, which we see that is here, because we are fearful of the unknown, we think, whoa, we are very big losers. This is why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لو أنكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير تغدو قماصا وتروح بطانا. That if you was to have reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely, and how a person should rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would feed you, would give you sustenance like He gives sustenance to the birds, that they fly in the morning with hungry stomachs, when they return their stomach is full. But today our reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very weak. That's why we want to hoard, we want more, so that we think that our future is preserved. We have this, we've got 1 year's supply, 2 years' supply, this much money, we will, our future is secured. And it is that when we see the wealth go, we think, we have this fear, what is going to happen tomorrow? This is why, my dear respected brothers, elders, it is when it comes to wealth, when it comes to materialist, when it comes to possessions, in these matters, we have to be very clear. Another thing which is very problematic within our family unit and society is mirath. Is inheritance. Years go by and the inheritance is not being distributed. Nobody knows how much, who owes what. And we find it very shameful. We find it very shameful. But as generations go past, and when families start fighting with each other, whose fault was it? It was those people who did not distribute it. Maybe at that time, they were close together, so they were ready to forgive each other. But as the generation increases, the togetherness and the love and the mutual affection for each other decreases because the family is growing. Before they were brothers, now cousin brothers, now second cousin, third cousin, fourth cousin. They are becoming like different people now. Secondly, using somebody else's possession without permission is also haram. Mufti Taqi Usmani Dawud Barakatuhum says once, he writes in his book, but then when Mufti Shafi Rahmatullahi Ali passed away, Mufti Taqi Usmani Dawud Barakatuhum Sheikh, Dr. Sab, who was his Sheikh, came to see them to do Iyadah. Obviously visit somebody when somebody deceased, passes away. Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they offered him something. He refused to eat. Why? He goes, I do not have permission from all of your inheritors. This is no longer yours. This is no longer your father's. This belongs to all the inheritors. Straight away he pointed out, all your inheritors, permission is not here, so I can't eat. And luckily they were all there. They said, no, Sheikh, please, we all give you permission, eat. We all give you permission, we all here in front of you. All the brothers and family were there. So my dear respected brothers and elders, again, this is another cause of fragmentation of the family unit. All these weeks I'm speaking about the ills and the problems and the traits that we have within the family unit, which become the means of fragmentation of the family, which becomes the means of disunity within the family. We have to understand that. That is why it's very important when a family passes away, that the mirath is divided straight away. We think it's a shame. Oh, we can't talk about this. Yet, when this becomes a problem after 20 years, then what? Sometimes, majority of the time is that the sisters do not get anything because the brothers take it all. Although Islam, they get some, but they feel shame to ask the brothers. Because the brothers might say, okay, you don't come back to his house then. Take your share, take your share. This is the problem. And the brothers just sit on it. Do not say anything. And that is one way of holding on to something which you have no permission of. Yet, they do not feel right to speak about it. And all that sin has been accumulated. And nobody wants to speak about it because it's something that you don't speak about. It's like, you know, it's bighirati, something shameful. We can't speak about these kind of things. This is Sharia. This is not about what we think is right and wrong. What is Sharia is saying? That's what we need to think. You divide whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, the way He said divide. And then after that, you want to use my share? Here, use my share, no problem. But everything should be clear. This belongs to so-and-so, this belongs to so-and-so. You want to use it? Fine, you use it. I have a sister, a brother who wants to use my land? Use my land. But it should be clear. Boundaries should be clear. Everything should be known. Which part belongs to who? Everything should be divided, clear. And after that, if you want somebody else to use it, it's not a problem. You let him use it. But don't leave it ambiguous. That is haram. This is why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that straight away, we should not leave these things ambiguous. We should not leave this thing ambiguous. Another problem is that when we give to our offsprings in our lifetime, then we should be equal. When we give our children in our lifetime, we should be equal in giving. Yes, when we pass away, then whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed, that will happen. A boy will get two portions, a girl will get one portion. But in our lifetime, if we have to give a gift to somebody, then we give it equal. Be it be a boy or a girl. This is the Sharia. Why? Because in our lifetime, both are equal. After we pass away, the wealth does not belong to us. It is Allah who decrees then after that. But sometimes what we do, we give one child more, one child less. And then what happens? Then to say, oh, this is... He give me less and he gives them, and then they start hating. Start hating father, start hating him, and then what happens? After slowly, friction is brewing up. Why? Because we didn't follow the Sharia. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.